USA Radio News.
The cleanup continues in Indonesia as the tsunami kills over 370 people. Steve McAndrews is with the International Federation of Red Cross. He tells ABC's Good Morning America some of the challenges in rescuing the people that are trapped.
Our search and rescue teams are still going through debris, through houses that have been affected, and they're still trying to find survivors at this time. We have still an open risk of other tsunamis that may occur.
President Trump says he's waiting for Democrats to return to D.C. so they can reach an agreement and end the partial government shutdown. The president tweeted that he's all alone in the White House waiting for Democrats to come back and make a deal on desperately needed border security. Incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells Fox News Sunday the partial government shutdown may last a while.
It's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
A former first daughter's children's book career continues, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chelsea Clinton working on a picture book about endangered animals. Penguin Young Readers announcing that the daughter of Bill and Hillary Clinton is collaborating with illustrator Gianna Marino on Don't Let Them Disappear. Scheduled for an April 2nd release, the book will celebrate whales, tigers, and other animals and will provide advice on how to help preserve them. Ms. Clinton said in a statement that she wanted to help young people learn that some animals are in, quote, desperate need of our attention. Her previous works include She Persisted, 13 American Women Who Changed the World, and Start Now, You Can Make a Difference. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final game of Week 16 in the NFL kicks off tonight at 8:15 Eastern Time when the Oakland Raiders host the Denver Broncos. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Every Christmas season, Liette Rebeck gathers her family around and wraps presents for the Christmas season. Now, these presents aren't just for anyone, though. They're for Gold Star families. Rebeck runs a nonprofit organization called Believe With Me, which makes sure children of Gold Star families are going to have a Christmas with gifts under the Christmas tree. She shares with Fox News where she came up with this idea.
So a few years back, my family and I were going through a really tough time, and I met a Gold Star mom. And she had so much joy and passion and purpose that I kept a picture of her boy and another 29 that were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. And I looked at those faces every day, yeah. And when I would be tempted to give up in my own battles, I would think about those families and think, I can't
give
up. Right?
Every day,
all year for the rest of their lives. And so I thought, okay, I met with her and I said, you know what, this loss was not for nothing. I'm going to turn it into something. And I asked her to believe with me, and that's what we have today.
She continues on why this cause is so important to her.
I want them to know that America has not forgotten. I want to give our youth, our high schoolers, our university students, young families an opportunity to know their stories and take part in something giving back to these families,
all right,
too.
Liette also said that FedEx is helping with the shipping costs, and if you're interested, please check out believewithme.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.